Kevin Jones.
Left leg for Gantt. Three in the air. Swish.
Greg Jones, their outstanding guard, has to be the king. They don't blame me.
Daryl Brooks.
Devin Evans.
What for Daniel?
Kirby Brooks on the two-pointer.
Dallas Nichols wins the game.
Alexander. It's a dunk right in his face.
Something is
Jones. Staten takes the ball to the left side, spins, shoots, layup, shot, good.
He's got that Carter throw the ball.
Javon Carter is in Trae Young's head.
Butler into the lane, into traffic. It goes again. West Virginia has won its first Big East championship.
They're going wild here at the Coliseum.
So long, Big Blue. Hello, Golden Blue. The West Virginia Mountaineers are going to the Final Four. It is a great night to be a Mountaineer, wherever you may be.
And now, it's the show brought to you by Mountaineer fans, for Mountaineer fans, the Country Rose Webcast.
What's going on, Mountaineer Nation? Welcome into episode 6 of the 2023-2024 edition of the CRW Hoops Pod as we've moved into the 2024 side of things, and conference play is getting ready to tip off for our West Virginia Mountaineers. We're going to get into a preview of the upcoming game against a very strong Houston team, currently ranked number 3 in the country, so one of the best teams in college basketball. The Mountaineers will hit the road to face to begin Big 12 conference play, and we'll conclude this episode with a preview of that game and a prediction. But before we get there, we got to lead this episode off the way we always like to, and that's, of course, with a little bit of Mountaineer news. All right, leading off Mountaineer news here on episode 6 of the CRW Hoops podcast with a little bit of injury news, an update on West Virginia big man Jesse Edwards. I know we're all excited to see him come back soon. West Virginia finally get to see, you know, the full form of this team in the way that it was kind of supposed to be going into this season that we haven't really gotten a chance to see yet. We got Raekwon Battle back, a cook, you know, the debut of Noah Farrakhan, but of course, haven't got those guys to play with Jesse Edwards quite yet in the regular season terms of things. Got a chance of that, you know, happening in the near future. Now it's been, you know, 3+ weeks, I think, going on since Jesse Edwards' injury. So we're looking at, you know, only a handful of games or less before West Virginia could see his return. And as you see here, shared by Ethan Bach over on WVSportsNow.com, where you should head over to for all your great Mountaineer sports coverage there. Jesse Edwards believed to get out of his cast this coming week, actually, coming up on Thursday. So very excited to, you know, hear that news that Jesse Edwards should already be out of his cast now, actually, you know, recording this the day after Thursday. So, you know, at this time, probably out of his cast, but good to get this update on Jesse Edwards, and wanted to provide that here with you guys. As Josh Eilert stated, I believe they're taking that cast off. Then they'll have to do some imaging in the coming weeks to figure how well it healed. So don't know anything more than that, Coach Eilert stated, but not sure where it's going to land. Hopefully everything is smooth sailing and we'll have him back here in a couple of weeks. So looking at maybe even, you know, less than 2 weeks' time or so to get Jesse Edwards back on the floor for our beloved Mountaineers. So wanted to give an update on his injury status following his, you know, broken wrist that he suffered early in the season, and West Virginia could certainly use his services now with conference play underway, and looks like get him back in the near future. So I wanted to update that. Now let's move on to another subject here in Mountaineer news, and we'll talk about another West Virginia basketball team that's having quite the season up to this point. And that, of course, is Mark Kellogg's West Virginia women's basketball team. Quite the debut for Coach Kellogg here in his first season leading the team there. West Virginia women's basketball have began the season at 13-0, second best start in program history. So certainly bared mentioning here in Mountaineer News, the historic start that they've been on. Got to cover that here in Mountaineer News. Unbelievable job here in his first season. They've really got some players playing great basketball. They're forcing a ton of turnovers. Love their style of play, and like you said, when you get off to the second best start in program history in your first season ever, seems like West Virginia's found a really good coach there in Mark Kellogg. Having to find him after, you know, one season of Don Plitzer White, they find Coach Kellogg and seems to be a great fit. 13-0 start for the West Virginia Women's Basketball Club. So certainly shout out to them. They deserve that, and get out and cheer on them this coming Saturday. That's the next thing I wanted to point out here as I'm on the university's official Twitter page there for the women's basketball team. But big game this Saturday, 2 p.m. in the Coliseum. If you can get out there, head out. True blue game for them. They're taking on another nationally ranked club, a top 10 Texas team. Conference matchup for them there as well. They're looking to remain unbeaten. They finally got into the top 25 there at number 24 and hoping to see them climb even higher with a victory over Texas that can make them 14-0 on the season. So certainly wanted to mention that. Shout out to Coach Kellogg and the women's basketball team for the great job that they're doing this season, off to such a hot start. And then lastly, to wrap up Mountaineer news here before we get into talking about that upcoming game against the Houston Cougars, got to talk about Raekwon Battle. He's obviously been a bright spot for West Virginia since he came on, scoring a ton of points. We saw him last week, you know, rack up, you know, both the Player of the Week and the Newcomer of the Week awards in the Big 12 Conference. This week, he does it again, wins Big 12 Player of the Week for the second consecutive week. Pretty impressive. Already two-time Big 12 Player of the Week award winner in his short span already playing for the Mountaineers. And we certainly see why his talents were so needed for this basketball club and such an important thing, trying to get him eligible, and certainly changes the outlook of this team. And they have been a lot more competitive in these games since he's debuted. And the Big 12 has recognized that as well, as you see here coming from WVSportsNow.com. Big 12 co-player of the week, Raekwon Battle, this past week as they put that up back on January 2nd there. So wanted to address that as well, and address Raekwon Battle and his great play. Certainly his conference awards that he's earned, those certainly bear mention here on Mountaineer News, as he's really provided the Mountaineers with a big boost. And speaking of big boosts, you guys know here at the Country Roads Webcast, there's nothing that's been providing me a big boost lately than Magic Mind. The little 2.5 ounce productivity shot really has been a game changer since I discovered it. You know, it allows you to not only consume less caffeine, but whatever coffee, whatever type of caffeine you take in, energy drink, it will last you longer throughout the day due to the benefits of Magic Mind. It does that while also giving you, you know, less stress, less anxiety levels, reducing those for you thanks to Magic Mind. And also, it's better for you. You know, Magic Mind, it's keto friendly, paleo friendly, vegan, all of those good things. Great natural ingredients. You're talking lion's mane mushroom, matcha, ashwagandha, you name it. The list goes on and on. It's certainly a great product. We can't recommend it enough here on the Country Roads Webcast. And we have a special link for you to be able to try it yourself. You can head over to magicmind.com/JAN Country Roads to get yours today, and use the special discount code CONFIDENTIAL20, where you can get a discount on that product. Like I said, I've been using it myself for a couple of months now, guys, and it's really helped my productivity in a lot of ways, reduced my stress and anxiety levels. You guys know I used to consume a ton of coffee. I'm only doing, you know, a cup a day or even half a cup a day at times now, thanks to Magic Mind. So like I said, can't recommend it enough, guys. Definitely want to try this yourself. It's a great product, and luckily they're running a special campaign here in January that will really benefit you even more if you want to give this product a try. So only in January, they're going to help you get geared up to crush your 2024 New Year's resolution, fully focused. You can get 1 month for free if you subscribe for 3 months at the link I provided you there. That's magicmind.com/JAN Country Roads. And you can use the code CONFIDENTIAL20, get you an extra 20% off, which gets you up to 75% off. This only lasts through January, so be sure, hurry, get that done. Can't recommend it enough, guys. If you want a big boost, like the boost Raekwon Battles provided West Virginia, be sure, try Magic Mind. That's magicmind.com/JAN Country Roads, and use code CONFIDENTIAL20 to try yours today. And now let's dive in on our preview of the upcoming game against the Houston Cougars. All right, guys. So obviously, you know, at this point, West Virginia is coming into this game 5-8. Not the brightest start for the season for the West Virginia Mountaineers. Really seem to be, you know, snake bitten is a term I've heard thrown around a lot, and I think that's a good word for it, for the bad luck that this team has had to endure, you know, throughout this season, you know, leading up this season, obviously, you know, off season and preseason wise, and then of course getting into the season as well with some of the blows they were dealt, from, you know, a cook down to, you know, the aforementioned earlier in the episode, Jesse Edwards with his injury. But I think, you know, West Virginia coming into this game, they have a lot of confidence due to, you know, getting some guys back, and they've been playing a lot better in recent weeks against some pretty good opponents as well. I know they've fallen short in those games, and I don't want to go back and rehash those. That's why I'm not doing a review of the Ohio State game. I know that was a heartbreaker enough the way that it ended up for West Virginia, but at least they were able to, you know, get it into overtime. Didn't end the way that we wanted it to, but I think the thing that this basketball club showed in that contest that they've shown yet again throughout this season is their resiliency. This team's going to continue to fight and continue to put forth great efforts, and eventually they're going to surprise and beat someone that they're probably not supposed to beat. Will it be this team coming up, this great Houston team? I don't know about that. Let's talk about it here moving forward. But before we get to diving on that game a little bit, like I said, I don't want to go back and rehash the game against Ohio State necessarily, but I do want to take a look at West Virginia's season up to this point, kind of briefly look at their stats, their stat leaders, and we'll take a look at Houston's as well, and then I'll try and provide you guys my prediction. But when you look at West Virginia in this game coming up against Houston here, let me pull up the ESPN matchup between West Virginia and Houston, because you can look at the recent schedules and see just the tale of two different teams, and you can see West Virginia struggles obviously coming into this game, which doesn't bode well for the future necessarily. You know, I know I'm contradicting what I said a little bit there about their fight, but I do believe they have that fight. But what I'm saying is just, you know, reading the tea leaves, West Virginia in their last five games, they've won two out of the five. And their schedule is only going to get more difficult because, unfortunately, for the Mountaineers, the bad news is the Big 12 Conference is one of the toughest, if not the very toughest conferences in all of college basketball. So, you know, you needed to get through the non-conference with a little bit better record than what West Virginia is coming through here at if they wanted a chance to, you know, get to the big dance at the end of the season. Not saying that's completely out of reach. Surprises can still happen, but they've certainly put themselves behind the eight ball. And you're going to start with some really tough games here. Within your first five Big 12 games, I think that they're certainly going to be tougher than your previous five games that you just played. So the fact that West Virginia is 2-3 in those games is a bit worrisome, but West Virginia knows what's coming, and you got to think that hopefully they're ready for this. Obviously, Houston has won all of their previous five games as they're coming into this game 13-0, currently ranked number three in the country. So, like I said, tale of two different teams coming into this one. And the only other thing that I wanted to point out, you know, as far as the negative side of things, unfortunately for West Virginia, is they haven't played well on the road. All of their wins, you know, coming at home. And obviously, this is going to be probably the most difficult venue they've played at, and certainly the toughest team they've played on the road. So that's not going in West Virginia's favor either. So tough matchup here for West Virginia. Obviously, as you see here, a lot of people with confidence in Houston, and rightfully so, when they haven't lost a game yet this season. 99% chance for Houston to win, but West Virginia does have that 1%. So, you know, hit that Lloyd Christmas Dumb and Dumber line, right? So you're telling me there is a chance. But both these teams do have some standout players, some guys that can really score the basketball. Obviously, when you look at Houston, they're averaging 76 points per game on the season compared to 68 for West Virginia. The Mountaineers giving up 69.5 points per game. Houston, their defense stifling, right? 49 points per game is all they're giving up to this point on the season. And, you know, Houston's very good at defense. They're very good at rebounding. West Virginia, we know they've struggled. You know, they've had times where they've had scoring droughts this year. They've had times where rebounding has hurt them. So that's certainly areas they're going to have to be on their A game and play better than they have at points this season, because Houston can dominate you, especially, you know, they're going to try and force you into some of those scoring droughts. With that defense, you look at that, only giving up 49 points per game. 43% from the field for Houston, 41 for the Mountaineers, 38 rebounds a game for the Mountaineers, 41 for Houston. Houston deals out 14 assists a game compared to 13 for West Virginia, 5.5 blocks per game for Houston compared to 4 for West Virginia. 4 steals per game for West Virginia, and you see here 11 steals per game for Houston. Just to show you a little bit of what they're about, how are they undefeated, why are they so highly regarded, it's that defense for one, only giving up less than 50 points per game, forcing, you know, double digit turnovers on the season, over 11 steals per game. Very impressive Houston team that West Virginia is going up against at this one. So let's look at some of the standout players on this Houston club, then we'll do the same for our Mountaineers before we dish out a prediction, before we get ready to close up shop here on episode 6 of the CRW Hoops podcast. All right, when we look at Houston, obviously you see some familiar faces there. When you look at a guy like LJ Cryer, we remember him from his time at Baylor, could score the basketball then, remains to be able to do that, you know, still here at Houston, can shoot the crap out of the basketball, 40% from the three-point range on the season, 17 points per game to go along with 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and nearly 1 steal per game, less than 1 turnover per game, shooting 43% from the field. He's obviously going to be able to fill it up. West Virginia is going to have to guard Cryer in this basketball game, but another player that I think think is really just a standout for this Houston club, Jamal Shedd. He leads the team in assists, and he's an absolute terror on the defensive end, averaging nearly 3 steals per game, guys, to go with his 6 assists per game. Both of those lead Houston. And then in the front court, you got guys like Javier Francis, averaging over 1 block per game to go along with a big man in Juwan Roberts, who does a great job rebounding the basketball to lead the Houston club. But Javier Francis isn't the only big man getting blocks. They also have Joseph Tugler coming off the bench. He averages over 1 block per game as well. A lot of Houston players that can score the basketball, as you see there, nearly 3 players in double figures. Obviously, you talked about the aforementioned LJ Cryer and Jamal Shedd, but then, of course, you can't leave out Emmanuel Sharp. He's averaging 14 points per game on the season. He's shooting over 35% from 3-point range and 40% from the field of his own as well. So a lot of good scores here for this Houston club to watch out for, but where they're really going to hurt you is they're going to stifle you offensively. They're going to play some great defense. West Virginia is going to have to try and take great care of the basketball in this game to have a chance to win it at the end. West Virginia has to be careful with things, going to have to try and limit turnovers because Houston's going to try and force them, and they're going to try and force them in bunches. You saw the stifling defensive statistics, and you see some of their standout players here. Let's take a look at West Virginia's standout stat leaders to this point of the season, and then we'll dish out a prediction on this game before we get ready to end episode 6 here on the CRW podcast. All right, and looking at West Virginia here, obviously Raekwon Battle's only played in 3 games, so he doesn't technically qualify, you know, statistically to be the leading scorer. That's why he's not up there yet, but technically he is West Virginia's leading scorer. Numbers-wise, 27.3 points per game in the 3 games that he's played for West Virginia. I know a lot of people have talked about wanting to see his assist number go up. I think eventually that will come, but West Virginia needs him to score the basketball, let's be honest. Yes, he's shooting a lot, but West Virginia, where would they be in these games if he wasn't able to score the basketball without his 27.3 points per game? I think we saw earlier in the season how some of the scoring droughts came when you didn't have a guy that could create his own shot in Raekwon Battle or another in Noah Farrakhan, and some of these guys have been able to do that for the Mountaineers. But the plus side, nearly 3 steals a game for Raekwon Battle. That's great. You know, you talk about some of the guys from Houston that are really doing a great job defensively. Raekwon Battle, no slouch there in the 3 games that he's played. Also, 6 rebounds. He's coming off, you know, a double-double game where he had double-digit rebounds. He's done a great job on the glass. I think that's something we haven't expected as West Virginia fans, and certainly he's a standout that everyone loves to watch and has been fun to watch and given people a reason to watch at times in what has been, you know, a struggle of a season prior to his debut to watch and to get through some of these games. Just, you know, let's call a spade and how it is. This season's been, you know, a struggle for West Virginia, and sometimes it's been a struggle to watch for fans for that reason. But I think here recently it's been a lot more entertaining. I think the return of some guys that give you a little bit more explosiveness offensively is one reason that makes it more fun to watch for West Virginia fans. But other than that, Quinn Szczesny, 15.5 points per game. Obviously, that's gone down since the return of Raekwon Battle, and I don't know if his confidence has taken a hit, but he's not quite shooting the basketball as well as he was from the outside, so maybe we'll see him just continue to attack the rim more. You know, he does have the great size at 6'7". West Virginia will need him to score the basketball more than he has been in recent games if they want to, you know, find a way to win some of these games late that they've struggled to do so up to this point in the season. I think Quinn Szczesny will play a part in that, and he's been good for West Virginia this season, 15.5 points per game, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 40% from the field on the season. Of course, Jesse Edwards, still the West Virginia leading rebounder, nearly 9 rebounds per game, despite the fact that he hasn't played in a little while now. We talked about his return coming up soon, but when you look at other Mountaineers that have done a good job rebounding in his absence, I mentioned Raekwon Battle really stepping up there last game and doing that. Quinn Szczesny, over 5 rebounds per game. He's been doing a good job this season. But I think Josiah Harris has been underrated with his job rebounding the basketball. I think that's kind of been where he's found his niche with this team a little bit there, is being able to hit the glass. A cook, nearly 5 rebounds per game. I think we'll see that number climb for him, and West Virginia needs it too. But he's done a great job defending the rim, 1.3 blocks per game, just behind Jesse Edwards for the team lead there, who had 1.7 steals. Technically, it would be Raekwon Battle, like I said, but his stats not currently qualifying. So you get Seth Wilson currently with the lead there at 0.8, but he's tied with, you know, Kobe Johnson and Noah Farrakhan, both right there, nearly 1 steal a game. Assist, it remains Kobe Johnson for the time being. if you look at ESPN here. But that's also, you know, same thing I said there about Raekwon Battle applies for Kirk Creese. He's played one more game. He's played four games, but he's averaging 7 assists per game to go along with his 10 points. I think West Virginia will look for him to continue to orchestrate this offense in this matchup against Houston. And speaking of this game against Houston, you know, I think it's going to be a tough one for West Virginia. Like I said, some of the things Houston is good at don't align necessarily with West Virginia's strengths, and West Virginia is going to have to really improve some of their weaknesses to be able to stay in this one the way they have in some recent contests. But West Virginia has had road struggles this year. I mentioned that earlier, but we saw them go on the road against Ohio State there in Cleveland and put on a good performance and nearly find a way to win that game. So I'm thinking that West Virginia shows up and plays better than people are expecting. But even if you do that, I think this Houston team is just very good. You're talking about a team that's a national championship contender at the end of the season, potentially, and certainly a contender for a Big 12 title. West Virginia starting off, you know, the conference facing one of the toughest teams in the conference to begin conference play. So at least you got that as a silver lining. It can't get too much harder, despite the fact that the Big 12 is very tough. You're still playing one of the very best teams from the jump there. But having said all that, I think that Houston finds a way to win this basketball game. Unfortunately, I think West Virginia will hit probably a scoring drought or two that will hurt them in this game. And, you know, turnovers have been an issue for West Virginia, and I think Houston does a great job at forcing those. So I think West Virginia will play good at times in this game, but those droughts, those turnovers will come back to hurt them. In the end, I've got Houston winning this one 77-66 over West Virginia in West Virginia's first Big 12 game of the 2023-2024 campaign. All right, so there you have it, Mountaineer Nation. Those are my thoughts on West Virginia's upcoming game against the Houston Cougars, but I would love to hear yours. Drop your prediction in the comments below if you're tuned into the video version on the Country Roads webcast channel or there on the web at wvsportsnow.com, where you'll find our show and all kinds of great Mountaineer sports content. If you're tuned into either one of those video versions, hit a like there, hit that thumbs up button. Helps us a ton. Be sure to subscribe if you're a West Virginia fan and if you haven't already. But if you're tuned in on the audio side, we appreciate that also. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, you name it. Just search Country Roads Webcast. We'll continue to release episodes on the CRW Hoops side here throughout the season, continuing to cover this men's basketball season. And of course, throughout the football offseason, we'll drop some episodes there on the CRW proper side as well. So be sure, check us out, whether it's on the audio version or on the video version. We appreciate you tuning in either way that you choose to do so there. And you can find out when our episodes will be releasing by following us on social media there. We're at WVU Country Roads on X, and then Country Roads Webcast both on Facebook and Instagram. And we're looking forward to West Virginia tipping off Big 12 conference play here on the Country Roads Webcast, just as we know all of you all are throughout Mountaineer Nation as well. Having said that, as always, I'm Jordan Cruz, and until next time, let's go Mountaineer. If you really want to know, then come on, let's go take a stroll down those